Throngs of mourners lined the streets of London today to bid farewell to Queen Elizabeth II. The Queen's coffin was carried on a gun carriage pulled by members of the Royal Navy. Inside Westminster Abbey, the Archbishop of Canterbury spoke of the Queen's 70 years on the throne as Britain's longest-serving monarch.
Her late Majesty famously declared on a 21st birthday broadcast that her whole life would be dedicated to serving the nation and Commonwealth. Rarely has such a promise been so well kept.
NPR London correspondent Frank Langfitt joins us now. And Frank, this was a day just brimming with pageantry and ceremony. Fair to say, I assume that both for you and just about everybody who was watching it, never seen anything quite like it.
Well, you know, Peter, it was a spectacle. Although, you know, these are the kinds of things, this is a funeral, but we've seen this also with the royal weddings. These are, and I'm not being disrespectful to say this of a funeral, but this was, you know, very much something that was, you know, put together thinking about the iconography and the visuals. And it was really quite striking. There were a couple of things that I will remember from it. One was that gun carriage going down the Mall towards Buckingham Palace, and you could see on either side, and probably many people have seen this, the giant Union flags on either side. And I thought, you know, that almost looked like something you could have seen in newsreel footage from the 1940s in terms of the way the monarchy presents itself, except in this case, you know, it was in color. And then when the Queen was in her casket, was in St. George's Chapel out at Windsor Castle, the lowering of the casket into the floor, and then a man playing bagpipes and walking out the side door and disappearing. And there, you know, she loved Scotland. That is, of course, where she passed away. So some very visual, you know, touches that I think will, you know, are designed to really have people remember the Queen very well, but also designed as kind of, you know, help imprint the monarchy even more on the people of this country.
Yeah. To that point, Frank, throughout the day, the music was just spectacular. Here's a little bit from the Choir of Westminster. On the streets, thousands and thousands of people in London lined the streets to catch a glimpse of the procession. What have you heard and seen over the last week or so that would explain how ordinary people are feeling right now?
Well, I think it's mixed. I mean, first of all, I want to say that when you talk to most people in Britain about the Queen, they respect her, and many have a lot of affection for her. That said, they feel differently about the monarchy. It's not as popular as the Queen was, which is a challenge to the monarchy, and even less popular than the monarchy is King Charles III. So this is a very challenging time. And so you would get different points of view. I also, when I talk to younger people, older people, you know, and I have a friend in my neighborhood who went down sort of almost on impulse a couple of days ago and stayed, you know, walked for 12 hours to get to see the Queen's casket in Westminster Hall. That said, I mean, I talk to young people here who just don't feel the monarchy is relevant to them. And doesn't look like them and doesn't sound like them. And Britain has changed dramatically, of course, since the Queen ascended the throne in the 1950s.
We have less than a minute here, but we did see King Charles receive a hearty applause as he arrived for the procession of the coffin before the funeral. We saw members of the royal family. How do you think, you know, where do you see King Charles going in the next couple of weeks and months ahead? How will he handle the challenges?
Peter, that's a great question. I think what I've noticed this week in the last 10 days is, I mean, a somber and genuinely sad son, absolutely. And I've seen him close up, particularly in Edinburgh. At the same time, somebody who needs to really reach out to a wide variety of people in this country and show them why he should be their head of state. I mean, obviously, this is not an election or anything like that. It's hereditary. But he still needs the support of the people. And I think he did do a good job. And we saw him really coming out and shaking hands along the line, as well as in front of Buckingham Palace, and really reaching out to people.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Thank you so much.
Good to talk.